All right, today's post is called The Best Sales Technique, Genuinely Connect with One. This is something that that I've been working with a few clients on, and really, when people ask me, what's your best sales tip, this is what it's all about. And this post is about helping you just really connect with people as humans. I think often, you know, we get so caught up in our conversion numbers and all these ways that we're trying to, you know, build funnels and systems and pipelines and all the stuff that we forget that we're always interacting with humans, right? And there's such a powerful ability for us to connect with other humans, because if we know how we feel when we're customers, how are we making other people feel? So that's what today's about, is genuinely, you know, connecting with one person at a time. So let's get started. You know, lately people have been asking me this question more and more. So when I tell them I do sales training and consulting, they say, oh, so you teach people about closing techniques and all the steps and tricks, right? Well, not really. Here's the thing. You know, we're in a magical time right now where companies, they've started to move out of this like maintenance mode that we've been in, you know, especially since the economic crisis. And now, you know, in this place of hesitation, to they're now aggressively pursuing these opportunities and growth. So we've ridden out most of the storm from 2008, and it's now the time to get out and sell. But what's the secret? You know, what's the best sales technique? Well, you know what it is? It's connecting with people as humans, right? We live in this world where we're bombarded by information every day, where marketing and sales noise is flying at us fast and furiously. And each time you need help, you have to press 4. Right? You ever feel like that when you're just trying to get answers and you got to go through the system, right? So this has created this perfect storm for anyone looking to increase their sales. Customers are ready to buy, companies are expanding, and customers are sensitive to information. I read a study recently that said customers today are 60% of the way through their decision-making process by the time they engage with a sales rep. So what do you do? Well, your job's not to hammer people with features and benefits, follow up incessantly, check in, try and close them, or anything else like that. Your job is to understand that your customers are informed and that they're looking for you to provide insight and value to the purchase decision that they couldn't get on their own, right? Think about that. So the big one is how to sell more effectively. Well, you got to prepare. So in order to do this, you have to move away from selling and more into connecting. You have to take time to learn about your customer and their problems, especially before you even meet with them. What insights can you provide to your customers that will help them with their situation? Ask yourself, what's going on in the economy? How would that affect your potential customer? Where does their business show up on the competitive radar? How do they stand out or not? What is the level of complexity in their organization and how can that cause problems? What values are important to them? What would be some common fears for their company, but more importantly for the person, the individuals that you're speaking with? And what needs are they trying to solve? What happens to your customers if they don't solve these kinds of problems? And what are the competitors doing or others in similar business models that they could learn from? And who else would most likely be in on this discussion, whether directly or indirectly? Now, these are just a handful of questions you could be asking yourself before your next sales call. And are you doing it? Really, like, by preparing yourself in this way, you're much more prepared to engage in a dialogue with your customers and add value to their day. They're going to be much more inclined to listen to you, return your calls, and introduce you to others. You could be someone who is not only has great products and services, but adds tremendous value to the conversation and be perceived as a resource rather than, well, a nuisance. So look at your own life. I'm sure that, you know, you're most like most people, and you're busy, right? You don't need more people trying to take your time and annoy you with pitches. So why do I do that to other people, right? You know, I find this all the time is I can't stand salespeople. You know, if you want a more complete overview on the process, I've got a free ebook you can download on sales and launching some programs soon. Here's a big one, though. Technology does not replace human interaction. See, everyone's all, you know, especially now with all the apps, we're looking for new tools and ways to increase productivity. You know, look at this massive softwares, the apps, the plug-in market. It seems like there's unlimited ways to connect with people, right? So we use our CRMs, our Facebook, our LinkedIn, text, email, phone, autoresponders, blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing is my birthday was last week and I received almost 200 messages, but on about 6 different platforms. My God, I felt like it was a full-time job to jump back and forth between applications and really try and please everybody. And, you know, it was so stressful, right? Trying to make sure I was everywhere all at once. Do you ever feel like that, right? I worked with a client last week, and we looked at the way we were dealing with some online leads. I asked them why they made these calls and send these emails, and they said, well, that's our protocol. Ugh, yikes. They were calling right away and leaving messages saying to call them back, then immediately sending an email saying call them back, then calling a few days later saying, guess what? Yep, call us back. No wonder these customers aren't returning calls when we don't add any value or give them anything to help. Don't make it all about you. Make sure you don't use technology as a replacement for real conversations and do your best to engage with your customers. Your tools should be an extension of your sales process. You know, don't do like a lot of people these days and think call volume and sending their daily email quota is what makes you successful. Maybe type one email a day that is so powerful that your customer just has to pick up the phone and call you and say, wow, the thing you sent me was amazing and exactly what I needed. Let's talk. How would you feel if that happened? And when you leave voicemails, don't give them the old, hey, it's Bob, I want to check in and see if you're still interested in my blah, 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 blah. I hate that stuff, right? Treat your customers as people. The best gift you can give your customers is the feeling that they use their time wisely when engaging with you, regardless of whether they buy or not. By connecting with one person at a time, you dramatically increase your win rates, decrease your to-do list, and give yourself more freedom. The reason most salespeople are busy is that they're just doing a bunch of stuff, pretending it's work. So let's make a commitment that we won't bother people unless we have something to say. You in? So if you like this, you know, make sure you subscribe, leave your comments, and you know, that's what we're talking about today is connecting with people. Treat them as humans and look at what you're doing day in, day out in your sales process and see how many connections have you made today, not how many calls. So I hope that helps you out. Go and apply it. Let me know how it goes, and let's have some fun selling and connecting. And we'll talk to you very soon.